Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network as we continue our series on breaking down the top recruiting classes in the country with a look today at the Florida Gators and what a class that Billy Napier has put together. It is right now, they've got 16 top 300 level commitments, overall 22, which is really good. You know, to have that larger percentage, 16 from the state of Florida, as you might expect, 3 from Georgia, 1 from Alabama, California, and New Jersey. Got a quarterback, a running back, 4 receivers, 3 offensive linemen, 6 defensive linemen, a linebacker, 5 defensive backs, and a special teamer. It's a very good-looking group and one that could have an impact. We always temper things with the understanding of, you know, who's going to stay in school, who's not going to transfer, who's going to stay healthy, how hard these guys are going to work. But things that we don't know that go beyond the recruiting is a big part of it. But 16 of the top 300 players, in my view, of the top 300 players in the country. I think that if you're looking at the classes in the SEC, probably 4th in the SEC behind Alabama, Georgia, and LSU by a little bit. And maybe close enough to catch LSU to be the 3rd best. The top offensive commitment, Jaden Rashada. The top defensive commitment, their defensive tackle, Kelby Collins. The quarterback, Jaden Rashada, is a really good-looking player. Taking advantage of in-state talent is what you have to do at Florida, and they've done that. A strong secondary from that pool. They've added top 300-level defensive backs, including cornerback Dejon Johnson, Jakeem Jackson, cornerback Sharif Denson, who has really good feet, tough, scrappy guy that I like in press coverage. Aaron Gates, who stayed on even after committing to the previous staff, projects the defensive back, can be a versatile player with really good quickness, outstanding ball skills. Eugene Wilson, an athlete that projects the receiver and is a player that tests very well, and he translates very well to playing multiple different spots on the field in high school. Adding more firepower to the passing game is Aiden Mizell, a very lengthy, big play target with speed. Rashada, the quarterback, hails from California, but became a big in-state flip from Miami. Smooth release, good arm strength. The newest Gator is one of the top quarterbacks in this class. Najee Harris is a nice addition in the trenches. He's a multi-year starter at IMG Academy, could come in and compete for playing time. They flipped the offensive guard, top 300-level offensive guard, Roderick Kearney, a powerful and flexible big man that could work his way pretty quickly into the two deep from Florida State. They flipped him. You've got to have good depth and quality along the offensive and defensive line. And Collins leads a really good group of defensive linemen. Very good class. We'll see how well they can finish will determine whether they can close a little bit in the SEC. We know it's been an up and down year for Florida, but the talent level is not typical Florida. This is what they brought Billy Napier in to do, and having a class that really is only behind Georgia and Alabama and right there with LSU's is where they need to be going forward. They're going to need to do this consistently. We'll see if they can get it done. Hey, a reminder, you can get more detailed film room breakdowns on this class, all the classes, all the players. We got it all for you at LandryFootball.com. All the NFL breakdowns, the college breakdowns, the draft, recruiting, transfer portal, we've got it all for you at Landry Football. So appreciate you joining us. Also subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network so you can get all of our football shows on college, NFL, we've got it for you. So long, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.